This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rip through the South, Lisa Marie Presley dead at age 54. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this show. Still early going in 2023. Sad news, the only child of Elvis and Priscilla Presley died after she suffered an apparent cardiac arrest and was briefly hospitalized. And boy, she was famous from the time that she was born. I remember her being interviewed, and I think this quote is flying around all over the place. She said, "I would never take back any part of who I am or where I came from." She was married several times, four times. She had a couple of real personal tragedies, and sadly then dies Thursday, just days after being seen on an award show, Golden Globes, where her father's, the movie portraying her father, Elvis, where that movie won a big award. The guy who portrayed Elvis won a Best Actor award, and she was at the table with her mother in support of the Baz Luhrmann film, Elvis, that starred that actor Austin Butler, who played opposite Tom Hanks, and he portrayed the king, and they really loved his portrayal. And he said they let me into their home and with insights and everything else. So very, very sad. Elvis and Priscilla, of course, separated in the early 70s when their daughter was four. She was only nine when her father died in 77, and he was 42. But she is, again, dead of cardiac arrest. What else is happening in the world that is shocking to me is these classified documents and the Biden administration. So it's being described as, well, you know, whirlwind final days as vice president. People are scrambling. Aides are scrambling to close the White House office. And oops, they forgot the documents. You know, there must be something about vetting that the people in Washington or the people in politics in general seem to have missed. Probably you and I, in whatever jobs we've done in our lives, probably were more under a microscope than any of these people. So first you have the first batch of classified documents, and then you have the second batch of documents that ended up in boxes of Biden's personal effects and were in his garage. So two times you've got Biden with classified documents. Do we know what's in them? We don't know what they contain. We don't know what these secret documents have. But they're personal political papers, you know, whatever. It is marked classified. And you have now the Republicans, or many of the Republicans, who are saying, listen, you pointed all these fingers at Trump and the process there. And now you're saying, oh, well, it was chaotic and there was crazy packing of mementos and photographs and personal papers. And so some of the stuff accidentally got caught up. And it was one thing to have even just the one mishap, but to have two and to have clearly the records being at his, you know, at his home, I don't get it. I don't get how personal items get mixed in with things that are specifically marked for a reason classified. And certainly, you know, now this is being investigated, and this certainly adds more fuel to the argument of, well, you did it too. You know, you want to go after the Republican president who is the former president, and we're going to come after you and ask a lot of questions as to how did this happen? How did this happen? I'm going to say people need to vet their aides better. They need to vet their politicians better, because every day we're on the kooky train with Congressman George Santos, who I think he's just going to serve out his term unless there's something that's prosecutable and it has to do, you know, follow the money, has to do with finance. Otherwise, he's staying, because if you're Kevin McCarthy or anybody else, any of the other Republicans, why are you kicking out your numbers? It's about numbers in D.C. They're not going to do that. And so shame on the people who didn't vet him before he ran for office in New York, in Long Island, in that district in Long Island. People voted for him because, boy, he sure made himself sound good, right? You know, hey, it's a blank page. Make up any nonsense you want that's going to sound good to voters, that's going to make them want to vote for you. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And sure enough people voted. So I do not believe he's going to be bounced. Sadly, in the southeast, boy, lots of tornadoes. More than 24 tornadoes were reported in Alabama. Selma, Alabama really got crucified with this. The governor of Alabama had to declare a state of emergency in 6 counties, no surprise. And then Georgia, the governor there had to declare a statewide emergency. You've got power outages that are still going on. You have 6 people at least that were killed in Alabama. I looked at, you know, there's always someone now because we're walking around being able to record what's happening in our lives. And there's some video that's out there. I've seen a lot of the video. It's so powerful because you have these wide tornadoes that are on the ground for far too long, and that's just going to eat up whatever's in front of it, as you know. And it's not just one side of the street, because the base of some of these tornadoes is so wide. So needless to say, it's sad to see some of the damage that really went through downtown Selma. Lots of businesses destroyed by the tornado. Was it E1, you know, or EF1 or EF2 or EF3? I don't think any of them were threes, but it looks like some of them were certainly close to EF2s. And it wasn't just Alabama and Georgia. Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Virginia also getting hammered, too. 18 severe hail reports were recorded in a bunch of those different states. And, you know, hail can vary. If it's just tiny little pea-like hail, like the size of peas, it still damages cars and roofs and things in its way. But when you're talking about golf ball-sized hail, ever been near golf ball-sized hail? Oh, it'll smash windows, crack all kinds of things, crack your head if you're running around outside, and that's when absolutely you have to take cover. And so there were certainly people that were dealing with the insane amount of these golf ball size hail that came down in some of the places that I mentioned, and that's pretty tough to deal with. Trust me. In Texas, in the great state of Texas, living there, we had 3 cars that were torn up by hail damage, and a roof that had hail damage on it, too, as well. Coming up, your thoughts as we head to the mailbag.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah, baby. We are in the mail room. Got a ton of it. How about this one? This one is from Hal. He says, oh, man, just watching Biden tried to talk about the documents found in his garage. I think the thing here is he can say he cares about classified documents and they're being transparent, but after the way Trump was hammered and having the same thing happen, this can no longer be considered anything but hypocritical. It's ridiculous. And I heard you talk about it, Kate, and I heard you mention that you don't understand how it is that they can be so stupid as to not have these documents put in the proper place. And I have to agree with you. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, look, you got certain people around you, and when you're the president, Trump, Biden, whoever, you're focused on so many things. You're the leader of the free world. People are pulling you in all kinds of directions, and you have priorities. But when you have secret documents, which you have a ton of them, and you're constantly being briefed, and you're constantly being made aware of a lot of things that you did not know or things that are happening in real time, you're going to have a lot of those kind of documents. You're going to have serious flow. You are. So whoever is in charge, they need to be, or several people, they need to have a system, hello, of where they're placing them. When everybody's in a hurry to start moving boxes, oh, just throw them in there. It's ridiculous. Like it's nothing, like it's some box. Oh, just throw them over there. And, you know, what became funny, and it was funny because when he was asked about it, when Biden was asked about it on Thursday morning, he downplayed the new disclosure, saying that his Corvette is also stored in this locked garage because he was asked about, oh, you have these documents right by your Corvette. And he says, I take classified documents and classified material seriously, and He reiterated that he's cooperating with the Department of Justice's review, and he says, as part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night, and they discovered a small number of documents with classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. Yeah. Can't happen, people. Can't happen, I agree. And there is so much hypocrisy flying around with that. All right, this one's from Eve, who says, oh, Kate, it's so heartbreaking to watch what's happened in 2022 with the hurricane that you dodged, Hurricane Hurricane Ian, and then so many of the tornadoes that people in the country have been hit with and the flooding events, and now California. I'll tell you what, I think insurance is just going to go through the roof, and especially flood insurance. I don't believe a lot of the places, especially in California, where they suddenly found themselves where their cars were floating and the sandbags weren't keeping the water out, I don't believe a lot of those people would have had flood insurance because they were probably far enough back from water that they weren't thinking, like in Santa Barbara where you used to live, that they were going to have their house get slammed with the kind of water and their streets get hit with the water that they saw. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. You know, when you're getting insurance, let's be honest, when you're getting insurance, and it's however much it is, what's the thing that you're always trying to do? Keep the price down. You don't want to have an outrageous premium that you're paying. And flood insurance, insurance in general in Florida will even out, but it's rough right now because of the hurricanes, because of the last hurricane especially, and the payouts. So, and you have companies that are just going bankrupt, and definitely in California, I guarantee. I think I read something somewhere where like 2%, if 2% of people in California had flood insurance, because this is not something, this is like a 1 in 100 year event, but now can you really count on that and say, oh, well, I don't think we're going to have any more floods in Santa Barbara. Especially, it was 5 years ago, Montecito and that Santa Barbara area, they had the mudslides, and they had those floods again. And now with this atmospheric river stuff and sinkholes and the things that are happening, boy, especially if you're anywhere close to water and you're in a low-lying area near rivers and that kind of thing, I don't know how you cannot have that. Some kind of coverage, because let me tell you, if you have and then I'll get out of this rabbit hole. If you have a house where your house is insured, this is insured. If you don't have flood insurance and it comes in, it's not covering that. Anything that gets hit with the water in your house, you're not covered for that. Whatever you're replacing, the furniture, the televisions, the whatever's on the floor, you're paying for that because you're not going to get that back with insurance. So that's really good to bring that up. All right, this one's from Dana, and Dana says, Kate, I am just appalled at this whole thing with the documents in D.C. A lot of people were asking about that. And the way so cavalierly after really, really going after Donald Trump, the Democrats are acting about the classified documents and Biden. I think Biden gets defensive anyway, so now he's going to have to deal with this for quite some time, I believe. And, you know, finding it in his garage and then finding it in the personal library, classified secret documents are secret documents. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not good. The look is not good, right? It is hypocrisy from the sense of, you know, you're right. Everybody was all over him, and now it comes back. And what are the documents about? I mean, that's the other thing. What are in the documents? We have no idea what's in the documents. That's the answer to that. So there's special counsel that are going to look into the handling of it. That's the bottom line there. This one comes to us from Fred. Fred says, Kate, I fear that this situation with Ukraine and Russia could go deep into 2023. By the time we hit February, we're talking about a year. We listened to Zelensky talk about the war in Ukraine standing up and not backing out, of course, of anything. But how much is the fighting going to go on, do you think, especially when there's drone action and sadly what's happened in some of the cities there, and then how Russia, I think, will not in any way back out of this. You know, Russia has lost a lot of the territory that they initially snapped up in February, but I definitely don't see Putin. I've said this all along, and all of you know that. I mean, is Russia going to admit failure or back out? I mean, no, they're not going to do that. They're going to continue to push. So Russia has failed in attempts to capture some of the areas in Ukraine, and Zelensky is, whenever they say they've had gains, he kind of mocks that whole thing, and he's also sticking to what he said about staying through this and that they're going to remain united, and in the end they're going to be intact, and they continue to ask for help from the United States and Germany and France and whatnot. In fact, last week, the three countries I mentioned all pledged to supply armored fighting tanks, trucks, that kind of thing. So that's where some of that focus is right now at this point. Yeah, I think this goes on. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if this was going on through the summer. Ultimately we'll see. All right, I'm going to squeeze in one more. This one from Charlie, who says, "Oh, Kate Delaney, I hope that 2023 is not going to be a recession year. I hope that all of your listeners have good luck and have wonderful moments to celebrate with family and friends throughout the rest of the year." There always is that feeling that this is going to be a good one when we get into January and we're getting deeper into it. So far, fingers crossed, it looks pretty decent, but you never know. Well, it's the uncertainty of life, right? You're right. You never know. I mean, we've seen some good signs. Inflation slowing to 6.5%. Gasoline coming down was really, really a super, super good thing. All right, coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to somebody who is so fascinating, Renato Balancera, and his book and some of the things that he's seen that will change your life.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Lisa Marie Presley is dead at the age of 54. Her mother confirmed the news in a statement to People on Thursday, calling her the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. Presley, who was a daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, was hospitalized in Southern California earlier Thursday with possible cardiac arrest. She just attended the Golden Globes on Tuesday to support actor Austin Butler in his win of Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis. Her music career includes the release of 3 studio albums, with her debut, To Whom It May Concern, reaching number 5 in the Billboard 200 album charts following its release in 2003. The storms to start the new year have dramatically improved the status of California's drought. The UC Berkeley Snow Lab says California's Sierra snowpack is now at 104% of average, meaning the state has seen more snow already here in January than a typical entire season. I'm Blue Flores, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Watched in silence as people passed me by, and I strained to see if there was something hidden in their eyes. But they all looked back at me as if to say, life just goes on.
So pleased to introduce you to Renato Bonsera, who joins us to talk about his wonderful book, Into the Cloud of Knowing, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So, Renato, first of all, it's so interesting. I said to you when we were talking off the air, I mean, I got chills even when I heard the title of your book, because I knew exactly where you were going in this book. And I think now more than ever, there's so much that people are contending with and children are having to contend with in the world. And there is kind of a shroud of disbelief of what happens afterwards. And do we know that God exists? And you really tackle this question, is what I'm going to call it, by the things that happen to you and other people and these encounters and what you put in your book. So writing this book, did you feel compelled that you needed to tell the stories?
Absolutely, Kate. I knew that if my faith was to be authentic and my experiences were to be authentic, that I had to spread them and I had to tell other people. And I guess it's part of my journey as a teacher, because I've been teaching for a long time. And a lot of it was teaching religious education. And kids asked the most deep spiritual questions. And I knew I needed to have an answer for them. And I didn't want to just say, oh, there's mystery and we can't answer anything. So I'm a reflective person. I keep thinking and dwelling on the mystery of things, why evil happens. You know, how do we tackle the question of evil in a world that is full of it, when we, you know, when we claim to have a loving God? And I knew I needed to provide as much evidence, if you like, as I could. And I've been fortunate enough, blessed enough to have God be really merciful to me and give me many signs over the years, both and not just in my life, but in the lives of others that I've accumulated and written down and taught and passed on. You know, even as recently as professional academic in theology at Notre Dame University, which I've done for a little bit. I do it casually. And, you know, adults there who have no faith whatsoever, they're not even Christian at all, or don't even, you know, could be atheists. But being able to share that with them has been a really important part of my life.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I love how you said that, accumulated signs. Tell us about, and the book is in three parts. And as you said, you've been a teacher, 28 years as a teacher, and you talk about evil and then obviously good versus evil is a major theme, as we know,
yes,
in theology and in belief and disbelief. So tell us about some of the accumulated signs in your life.
Well, I guess, I had my own conversion experience, and mine was very tangible. It was very sensible. And I've been graced with that. God obviously knew that I couldn't just have a blind faith. I needed to have some reason to believe. So it was very sensible for me. You know, like I could really sense it. I felt joy. A bit like, you know, C.S. Lewis describes the joy that he felt when he was converted and how he was looking for this joy. So I felt joy, and then I had deep experiences of closeness to God before the struggles came. Both struggles and good experiences led me to being part of a deliverance ministry for a while I was contemplating a religious life, and working with a priest who was conducting deliverances here in Perth. And I got to be present as a prayer helper, if you like. And there were some pretty shocking experiences there that made the whole thing a reality to me. Like at first it was just a theological concept I would read about, you know, like people like Gabriel Amos, who's an exorcist, and I thought, well, that's interesting, this is really cool, you know, in that sort of strange way. But then to experience it myself and to see it happening, even though I wasn't the direct, you know, conduit for the experience, was pretty amazing in a mystical way. And then to have my own cousin being delivered, and I was a catalyst for bringing the priest to her house, and then experiencing what I experienced in my own home as a result of that, convinced me more and more that God was real, and that there are reasons why people get into this trouble in the first place, including clairvoyance and other things, Ouija boards and so on. There are a lot of kids today who don't have a clue about any of this. And so first and foremost, I wanted my own children to be able to give a response to all the pressures in this life that we have that lead us away from God, and also to be able to see and hear God's presence and voice in our lives, in the journey that we lead, whether it be evil experiences or good.
Oh, I like how you said that, evil or good experiences. And I mentioned, you know, the book is in three parts. And why did you do that? When you went to tackle this and put this together, how'd you put the book together? Tell us more about that.
Sure. I decided to look at the question of theodicy, which is how to reconcile evil and in the world with a loving God. I thought I'd do that first, because for people to be credible, you know, it's really easy to talk about faith experiences and make it all lovey-dovey. And I know life's not like that. You know, we experience a lot of suffering. There's a lot of trauma. I mean, I work in special needs now, and I never heard of trauma-informed practice until a couple of years ago in all my years of teaching. And now it's everywhere. You know, there's so much trauma. Kids are traumatized by family breakdowns, by abuse, or even their disability. So having experienced all that, I knew that we had to tackle it to be authentic. We had to tackle the question of evil first. So I do tackle that. I tackle the question of the genocide in Rwanda. I tackle the death of innocent children, especially a beautiful young girl at the age of 9 called Sophia Rodriguez, who here in Perth was murdered, I think, around 2007, and whose family I got to know personally after the event, and how they were able to forgive her, and how there could be signs of goodness even in that evil. And talking about it with my own students who actually knew her brother, like, it was just amazing, all the coincidences, all the people that God has brought into my life. You know, whether it be someone who's been held as held up by child soldiers in Zambia, who then miraculously escapes that because the soldier just happens to know, used to be an altar server for the priest that this guy mentioned randomly. So they got him out of that, or being shot, or going to Rwanda and seeing dead corpses there. Now, how do we explain all this? How do we look at our faith authentically if we don't tackle this first? So I do that in the first part of my book, and in the second one, I then feel like my stories are credible enough for people to then accept the beautiful stories that follow that, like the miracles and wonders that I've experienced and that others have experienced, like healing ministry. And these are people that I know. They're not just made up. Like, I've spoken with these people, I've interviewed them, and they're authentic, and I trust their story, and they've been repeated many times. And then the final part of the story, once people get to know that I do tackle this seriously, I then look at my own children and I look at my own story a little bit more in depth, and especially the death of my mother. And that is, and as I said to you before, that if nothing else, that is the most solid reason for me to believe and never to doubt the existence of a loving God. So then hopefully people can see that death, which is the most basic thing that we all experience as a crisis in our lives, you know, the death of a loved one, hopefully that will speak to people too and help them to see that there is more that can be seen with our eyes if we have the grace and opportunity to experience that.
I like how you said that, the grace and opportunity to experience that. So that's also got to be part of writing the book. Obviously, legacy for your children, your story, the stories that of other people talking about miracles and the wonders and the wonderful things that have happened. And do you think when it's easier when you experience that to believe, isn't it, than evil?
Absolutely. And like in the death of my mother, I'm just so blessed to have God be, like I said, so merciful that he enabled me to see even blessing there in that evil, which was very personal. I mean, obviously we get affected by the evil outside of us and outside of our families. And I tackle some of these in the book as well, like the Sandy Hook massacre and the Columbine massacre and so on. But when it hits home, like it's the person that was the center of your life, and this is before I married, you know, the center of my life, whom I helped as much as I could, and she relied on me. You know, she suffered depression, she suffered a lot of things. Then to die from a heart attack suddenly in the arms of her friend, at least she had that, you know, before I could say goodbye, before I could comfort her. That was the worst experience I could have had, and it was the most important to that point. So to then have, you know, someone the day before she dies tell me cryptically at school, because the secretary, she was a charismatic Christian, and she said, you know, I had a dream about you last night, and in the dream, an Italian lady, specifically an Italian lady, and of course my parents were Italian, said you need to read Isaiah 40 from the Bible. And knowing that this friend was charismatic and that she had these prophetic dreams from time to time, I took a look, but didn't get it. But then 5 days later, the penny drops when I reread Isaiah 40 after having sung for my mother a specific song about hope and the resurrection of the dead and asking all these questions and going through all these doubts. And when that song ends up being the direct answer of everything that I had asked and was actually the exact location from which the songwriter took all the lyrics for the song that I sang, then I knew that God was really merciful. And he was answering every single question I had about that she was safe, that she'd been forgiven, that I should never have doubted in the first place, because look up and see who made the stars.
Oh, I like that. Look up and see who made the stars. You can get the book, by the way, Into the Cloud of Knowing on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's also ebook form or hardback form, paperback form, rather. Perfect place to end this. Renata, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, thank you so much, Kate. This has been really a wonderful privilege. Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Evolution, Managing Lives and Careers Through Convulsive Times. Dr. Larry Straub joins us now to talk about his book. And I'll tell you what, it's really interesting because it's true. The times that we live in couldn't be a more perfect time for this book. So what made you write this book? What was your motivation behind it?
Well, Kate, honestly, I've had some personal experiences of family members who have lost jobs mid-career, particularly in their 40s and even early 50s. And it's a really tenuous time to be having to change careers, especially when you've been kind of forcibly, through no fault of your own, just economics, forced from a job. So just helping them deal with issues and think through how to get reengaged with employment really got me to thinking about, just as convulsive as things can be and are seen to be getting right now, how many other folks might be dealing with that. So on my doctoral journey that I did at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, I decided to go ahead and do research on this topic, and it really opened up a really wide array of experiences for me. I did a qualitative portion and a quantitative portion, and just hearing the stories of people that have been through similar situations and just how tenuous it can be. And there were positive stories and there were negative stories, and just trying to simulate and trying to figure out the differences between those different outcomes and experiences, trying to isolate what worked and what didn't.
Tell us one of the stories. We're not going to give it all away, but tell us one of the stories from the book.
Well, I'll tell you, one of them, I interviewed not only people who had lost jobs, but also I interviewed folks that worked in placement firms that helped people get reengaged with employees. And one of them was in the Cleveland area, and they worked with big companies and helping them when they had layoffs and helping get their employees reengaged. And I'll never forget this day. And I remember it like it was yesterday. One of these employment professionals, she had her own firm that she ran. And so she worked with a number of people. And she said this to me, and she said it in a real deadpan way that just sent chills down my spine. And I'll never forget what she said. She said, "You know, Larry," she said, "one of the fortunate things for me is that I've never lost anyone." And I said, "Could you expand on what you mean lost anyone?" And she said, "Well, to suicide." She said, "I've had colleagues that did."
Mm.
And that just sat there. And I was waiting for the punchline. I was waiting for something else. I was waiting for some look of assurance. And it was just a deadpan stare from her that just basically, she just, at the end of our interview, she said, "You know," she said, "it's really been therapeutic and interesting for me to be able to talk about this." She said, "I don't even talk about this stuff at home. It's just too real. It's just too intense. I can't even bring it home with me at times." So it just shows you how high the stakes can be. And again, every decade you get on your career, the stakes just continue to go up and up and up. So you don't have a lot of room for error. And that's why I felt it was important to try to do a book like this, especially as we move into what I feel like are going to be increasingly convulsive times.
Yeah. And speaking of that, tell us about the tool that you've got in the book. It's something that you utilized in your research to determine what you call CEQ. And by using that, what people listening to us and reading the book can specifically come away with and how to position themselves.
Okay. It's called the Promethean Measurement Instrument. The framework that I've developed that emerged from this research was kind of what's called the Promethean model. And it's about 9 factors from strong and stable relationships, about adaptability and toughness, physical and mental vitality, lifelong learning, you know, practicality, those type of things. And this measurement instrument will help you evaluate all of these 9 areas within your career and life. And it's a 76 question survey, and it determines and results in what's called your convulsive economic quotient, or CEQ. And this survey can be found at my website. It's at LarryStraub.com, and that's my book's website. So it'll tell you all about the book and the overview of the book as well. But there's a link on there to where you can take the survey, and it will give you a score in each of these subcategories and let you know in each of these subcategories kind of how you're positioned currently in your life and in your career. And so it will give you kind of a roadmap of the areas that you need to work on and the areas that you need to bolster. And it will also give you positive reinforcement in terms of the areas that you're positioned pretty well on currently.
Oh, I love that. LarryStraub.com, great place to go. And, of course, you can go to their book, learn more about the book, get the book, et cetera, or Amazon, you can get the book as well. What do you hope people walk away with from reading your book?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Ultimately, I hope it brings them hope for the future. I hope it helps break people from kind of these polarized frameworks that we've all found ourselves in, and hopefully opens up possibilities for growth, sustainability, and hopefully a positive way forward in their lives and careers. That's ultimately what I did all this for, and hopefully gives people a roadmap and a bit of a trail of breadcrumbs as they go through their lives and careers, because, again, if it gets a little dicey, it gets a little bumpy, I think we're all going to need a little bit of help. You know, the interesting thing, Kate, that I would also note is most of the stuff that you'll pull out of this book, it's not rocket science. In many ways, it's kind of going back to the future. You know, we've kind of lost our way, I think, on a lot of really good, steady advice we used to get from parents and grandparents and just living in maybe smaller, tighter communities. And I think it just kind of ties us back into some of the oldies but goodies that really kind of set a good foundation for growth and hopefully positive relationships and positive career experiences.
Mm. Was this fun for you to put this all together?
It was fun, but at times it was intense. You know, a lot of the research that I did, like I say, they weren't all positive outcomes. There were people that were not in great places in their lives, and it was really humbling to me that people would open up and speak truthfully and honestly about where they were in their lives at that time. I did hear back from a decent amount of, you know, there were good success stories throughout there, very positive experiences as well. And some of the ones that were negative, I did hear back from some of those folks, and they kind of updated me a little bit, said they had gotten jobs or they got back in. But there were a lot of them I didn't, you know, a decent amount. So it was a positive experience overall, but it sure brought you back to the realities of life. It brought, you know, just brought you back to the fact that we're all just a hop, skip, and a jump away from humility at any point in our lives, if you think about it. So it definitely grounded me as I went through this process.
One of the things you talk about is, and I love this because this is what I say, we're in the figure it out culture and you have to be adaptable. And you say adaptability is like the new gold. You talk about it replacing innovation, even replacing innovation as the most important strength and competency. And boy, I so agree with that. People are not flexible and they're not adaptable. And a lot of times when they dig in like that, they cannot save themselves. Did you find that?
Yeah, I did. And unfortunately, a lot of the forces that are around us right now, from politics to cultures, our societal structures, they're really trying to get people in these really hallways. You know, you're either a Republican or a Democrat, or you're this or you're that, and they're really trying to get people, people don't think of a world of possibilities of outcomes and options anymore. We think of a drop-down menu of options based on whether we're male, female, whether we're Republican or Democrat, whether we're this or that. We all think in terms of frameworks, and the media and the politics of the day and just world events have done a very good job of training our minds that way. And that's why I think we find ourselves in such a challenging place culturally and societally right now. We just don't see this world of possibilities anymore. We really, I think, get stuck in our frameworks, and we get stuck in our communities, and we get stuck in our different institutions that kind of help this feedback loop of we keep people thinking the same way all the time and all the time and all the time.
Boy, so powerful. The Sixth Evolution, Managing Lives and Careers Through Convulsive Times, Dr. Larry Straub. Thank you so much for coming on. You can go to LarryStraub.com. That's a great way to find out more about this book, etc. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. It's been a joy.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.